And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdillah inni silmun liman salamakum.
As you were with us, dear listeners, we were explaining this part of the Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdillah, inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdillah, surely I am at peace with him who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. We discussed the meaning of the word silm, which literally means peace. It can also be translated as submission. And if we translate this so, it means we are expressing our submission to those who are submissive to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The word harb signifies the contradictory of silm and peace. And in this case, it means anger. And when the anger intensifies, we say someone hariba, or it means ishtadda ghadabu. It means his anger intensified. We said and concluded earlier on that this phrase teaches us that being at peace and being at war, these two must be understood, these two must be interpreted in the light of submission to Allah, which is true Islam. And peace with the forces of kufr has no meaning. Now let us have another look at this verse. Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum. I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you. Of course, we rendered this phrase, inni silmun liman salamakum, as I am at peace with he who is at peace with you. And also the next part, harbun liman harabakum. We said it means I am at war with he who is at war with you. But this phrase literally means I am peace, inni silm. This means I am silm, I am peace itself. Wa harbun. And I am harb, I am war itself. This is because the infinitives, silm and harb, these two are employed instead of the active particles, musalim and muharib. And they reveal the intensity in expression. This means the zair, the one who is reciting this part, is expressing his or her most intense peace and unity with he who is at peace with Imam Hussein, with the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he is expressing his intense war against who is at war with Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now let us explain more about the phrase harbun liman harabakum. I am at war with he who is at war with you. Harb and war, as we translated it, does not always necessarily take place by means of guns and ammunitions. Being at war with somebody can also happen if the person is at war with the others and attacking their minds, attacking their souls. Attacking a culture is also harb. Disrespecting human values can be accounted as harb. These things can also sometimes be more powerful and destructive than ammunitions. The important thing, however, is to distinguish the different war fronts, is to defend and fight valiantly in the way of Allah. Ya Aba Abdullah, we call him. He is the best of those servants of Allah who are submissive to him. Now let us move to another aspect of the ziyarah. We must find a basis for our friendship and our enmity. If the basis of friendship and enmity are different, this equation cannot come to be true. So we should find a unified basis for both friendship and enmity. And in our case, our criterion can be anything but truth and love for Allah. And this is what Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says. As-Siddiq man kana nahiyan 'ani adh-dhulmi wal-'udwan mu'inan 'ala al-birri wal-ihsan. A friend is the one who prohibits wrongdoing and transgression and assists the ones in doing actions of virtue and good. So you see, both being at peace and being at war with something, both positive and negative aspect of being a true friend are mentioned. We have many traditions, dear listeners, that help us understand who our true friends are, and those traditions also help us in distinguishing, in the best way possible, our enemies. These traditions help us understand the best criterion for befriending someone and for our enmity. And that is why we are highly recommended to refer to those traditions if we want to understand these parts of Ziyaratul Ashura more. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.